Rural areas across the country face a shortage of doctors of all kinds, and Vermont is no different. But as technology advances and patients get more comfortable with video conferencing, healthcare officials say telemedicine might be one way to address the shortage. VPR's Howard Wise Tisman has more.
All right, Jared, how many patients do you have today?
Today I have two new admissions on top of the five that were already there.
Oh my gosh, okay.
Dr. Kyle Hagstrom is a psychiatrist at the Brattleboro Retreat. He's sitting down at a computer, and he's having a meeting with Dr. Jared Zucker, the newest full-time staff member at the retreat.
Well, we're working it out, right? But it's so far so good.
Dr. Zucker lives in Brooklyn, New York. And even though he's working full-time for the Southern Vermont Psychiatric Hospital, he's not moving up to New England. And that's because Zucker is a telepsychiatrist. He sees his patients remotely, takes part in the same meetings and trainings that the other doctors at the retreat do, and is considered a full-time staff member. Dr. Mark McGee is chief medical officer at the retreat, and he says over the past year, the retreat has been experimenting with the service. Just this month, the hospital hired three new telepsychiatrists who live in New York City and Rhode Island.
It really no longer matters where the clinician is. It really is about bringing the clinician to where the patient is. And what that allows us to do is to really ensure that when patients are in need of care and they come to us for care, that we can provide that care when they need it.
Vermont psychiatric hospitals have the same challenges that are facing primary care services. Psychiatrists are getting older and retiring, and younger families are not moving to Vermont. McGee says staff shortages put pressures on the whole system and affect patient care. And he says telemedicine is one way to broaden the application pool when staff positions open.
In a remote place such as southeastern Vermont, recruitment and retention is a challenge. And so by being able to expand our medical staff to fully robust and healthy levels, we're able to really decrease the individual burden of each individual member.
Over the past few years, McGee says the cost of purchasing and maintaining telemedicine equipment has come down. The security is much better, he says, and internet speeds have improved to the extent that complex medical imagery can be uploaded in real time. And most importantly, McGee says, patients are ready for this brave new world.
These are relatively ubiquitous technologies that many of us use on a daily basis. It really has broken down the barriers of acceptance that may have existed previously.
Last year, Governor Phil Scott signed a bill that requires insurance companies to cover telemedicine services inside people's homes. And as the state moves away from a fee-for-service model and pays physicians instead for better outcomes, telemedicine could be one way to help increase doctor visits and improve care. Devin Green is with the Vermont Association of Hospitals and Health Systems.
Vermont is moving into value-based care where doctors are getting reimbursed for their outcomes as opposed to just their services that they're providing. So it's more incentive to provide preventive care and having more touch points instead of just coming in a couple of times of the year just to ensure that there's no crisis and it doesn't bloom into an emergency.
Brattleboro Memorial Hospital. Operator, how may I direct your call?
At the emergency room here at Brattleboro Memorial Hospital and at other hospitals around the state, psychiatric patients are waiting too long before receiving the care they need. Brattleboro Memorial Chief Medical Officer Kathleen McGraw says the hospital is close to signing a deal with the Brattleboro Retreat to bring telepsych services into the emergency department.
The need for more availability of psychiatric beds within the state of Vermont still exists, and this doesn't change that. What this does is it gets treatment sooner to those patients, and hopefully in the long run it will reduce their length of stay.
BMH is also using telemedicine to treat stroke victims through a contract with Dartmouth-Hitchcock Medical Center. McGraw says the acceptance of telemedicine is moving faster than the regulatory and billing challenges, but she expects the services to only increase in the coming years. For VPR News, I'm Howard Weiss-Tisman in Brattleboro.
And this note, the Brattleboro Retreat is a VPR underwriter.